without it being old-fashioned, it's going back to the Englishness of it and the Britishness of the myth. So it's about the Robin Hood and coming out of the woods.
Now, this is going to be on at Christmas time. Yep. So is there going to be a Christmas feel to it as well?
There will be a Christmas feel. It's a Christmas musical. It's not a pantomime, but it's going to have the energy, the excitement, the story, happy ending. It has that Christmas feeling about it. And I think you can get all of that out of Robin Hood, like you get out of Dick Whittington. If you think about this Christmas, what we traditionally associate as a Christmas story, they don't necessarily entail Christmasness. Not necessarily doing Dickens. They don't actually. They're not set at Christmas time, nor Snow White. So it's about finding a traditional story that everybody knows and looking at it in an exciting way.
Here we are, looking at a model of what the set is going to look like. Tell me the style here.
The style is working with the storybook style, really. Actually, Carl has done a brilliant job.
With you is Carl Davis, the designer. Do you want to describe, Carl, done here?
It's very rustic and very. It's got a really good form to it. We're not going with the traditional sort of theme of Robin Hood with trees and treehouses, but we are going with a very stylistic image. It's just going to look really colourful, really bright and vibrant, and I think it's going to move quite a lot.
I just love this little model. You've even got food on the tables.
Oh yeah, they're going to eat a lot of food. It's probably going to be plastic, so I probably wouldn't eat it if I were you.
Superb, James and Carl. Thank you very much indeed. I've now moved through to a different part of the Castle Theatre, where Nick Ashton, the artistic director of the theatre, is with me. The government has announced their funding cuts. The Arts Council grant is being cut by 30%, and institutions such as yours will see Arts Council funding reduced to about 15%. That's a lot of money, isn't it? How is that going to affect what happens at the Castle?
Right now, as we're talking today, not entirely sure how it's going to affect. Our level of Arts Council funding is actually quite a small percentage of the funding that we receive here at the Castle. So 15% of that is not a lot of money. But it'll be up to the team here to look at where we can make some cost savings.
Now, the bulk of your funding comes from the local councils. Local government,
yeah, absolutely.
They are also cut by around about 7% a year for the next 4 years.
Yep.
So you're going to have to look at big cost savings here, aren't you?
We are. We're going to certainly have to look into it. I think in these situations, it's really important that venues like the Castle offer good value for money. So whatever funding is available, we have to cut our cloth according to that. But I have high hopes for us still achieving great things.
Will you still be able to put on shows like Robin Hood at Christmas time?
Yeah, I think that kind of work's really important. There's two times in the year where at the Castle we actually produce work, we actually make the work here. And there are times where the venue really comes alive and audiences really support that work. So something like Robin Hood that's happening at Christmas, yeah, is absolutely really very important and I'm sure will stay in the calendar.
Given that there is a whole range of cuts are affecting people with welfare cuts and so on, how can you justify what goes on in the theatre?
In these times, culture, I think, is so important. And actually, interestingly, certainly in the last year, the way that people are supporting arts and culture has remained quite steady. In dark times, you need some relief and some entertainment.